I'm Marisa Orr, and you're listening to Tucson Voices on KXCI. Supporting local businesses and artists helps the community grow and prosper, yet at times, not everyone is seen. I was lucky to speak with an individual who envisioned an event that would give space for Indigenous artists and businesses to show their work.
My name is Josie Reels, and I'm the event organizer for the Indigenous Market. I am from the Gila River Indian community, or I like to say Akumeratam.
Being a local Indigenous artist of Beads Over Diamonds, Reels has seen how other Indigenous artists' spotlights have been dimmed by the obstacles placed in their way, which led her to create the Indigenous Market.
The first conversation started with the folks behind Made in Tucson and the 4th Ave Coalition. It was, how can I help spotlight Indigenous artists that face barriers?
The Indigenous Market began in 2023 and has already held 4 free events in less than a year, showcasing Indigenous vendors' handmade traditional and contemporary crafts, artwork, jewelry, food, clothing, and music. However, Reels had to overcome some hurdles like searching for times and dates that didn't coincide with other events and were great for the community.
Sometimes it's too hot, so you don't want to have it too early in the morning or during the day. And then you don't want to have it too late at night either, because people like to go to bed early sometimes.
The Indigenous Market has been sponsored by organizations like the historic 4th Ave Coalition, Made for Tucson, Pop Cycle, and This is Tucson. And each market has continued to evolve for the better.
Each market, more and more vendors want to be a part of it. I have 3 vendors that, 2 are from Phoenix, and 1 is from Chandler. Even in New Mexico, I had a vendor from Albuquerque reach out. So it's just growing and growing.
At the event, I had the chance to speak with 2 vendors who have participated in every Indigenous market since it began.
My name is Celeste Mills. I'm a member of the Pascua-Yaqui tribe, and I make jewelry. My company is Cactus Bloom Design.
My name is Rosalena Treviso. My tribal affiliations are Maya, Yaqui, Tarahumara, and I own 1989 Bakehouse.
Mills said she has seen how the Indigenous Market has built friendships and support between the Indigenous artists in the community, and said it differentiates from other events in Arizona because there is representation of Southern Arizona tribes.
I really like that we have a lot of Tohono O'odhams, different O'odhams. We have Pascua-Yaqui, Oemi people, and we even have some people from Mexico.
Treviso said a great aspect of the Indigenous Market is how Indigenous community members discover the artists and business owners at the event. She added it's a great feeling to see lots of people in one area who have different mediums of art but can all connect to one another.
It's really neat to go somewhere and there's like so many people that look like me, that act like me, but they all do different things. Like every single one of them out there do completely different things.
Rio said she is grateful for the community showing up time and time again to make the Indigenous Market possible and plans to continue the event in the future.
I'm super thankful that the community continues to support this because it's because of them that I get to do this. So thank you.
For KXCI Tucson, I'm Marisa Orr.